WNYC and Gothamists have obtained never-before-seen photos and videos from inside Rikers Island jails that depict shocking scenes of neglect and squalid living conditions. These images touch on the most debated criminal justice issues in the city today. So joining us now to talk about his exclusive reporting about this is WNYC's Matt Katz. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Michael.
Tell us where these photos and videos came from, and then we'll get into what they show.
Yeah, they're from a very unusual presentation conducted by the Board of Correction. This is the oversight board for the Department of Correction, which actually runs the jails. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, who, as you know, has made reducing incarceration a centerpiece of his term in office, he invited the Board of Correction staff to deliver this presentation about conditions at Rikers Island to hundreds of prosecutors in his office. And this unprecedented meeting before these assistant district attorneys was back in August. And the intention, I'm told, was to give the very Manhattan prosecutors who file criminal charges and request bail an inside look at the deadly conditions that they're effectively sending defendants to. It was a way for them to understand what it means when they request bail or file serious charges. And that's because it often means defendants who have not yet been convicted of anything face months or years waiting at Rikers for court hearings. This wait has gotten a lot longer recently. Almost a third of people at Rikers have lived there for more than a year. So it came at the appropriate time.
Matt, as the public knows, we've reported a lot of horror stories about Rikers. What was different about these images shown to the prosecutors?
They're far more raw than what I've previously seen. The Board of Correction presentation that these prosecutors watched showed pictures of a man defecating in his shorts due to a lack of available toilets and an intake pen at Rikers. He was then left in his soiled clothes for 11 hours until another incarcerated person, not jail staff, brought him new clothes. Meanwhile, another detainee can be seen in another image lying on the floor next to the feces. The presentation also shows a detainee locked in a caged shower for nearly 24 hours before he injures himself and had to be taken away on a gurney. And it shows incarcerated people dragging sick people to medical care, even administering chest compressions themselves because officers weren't present. A former Rikers detainee named Five Mualim Ak was a panelist on the event where this presentation was made, which, by the way, was moderated by Bragg himself. And Mualim Ak told me how the presentation was supposed to affect the prosecutors.
Well, the purpose is to explain to them that when you're sentencing someone to Rikers, when you're asking for high amounts of bail, when people are poor, you're actually condemning them to a death sentence, possibly.
And as we've reported, Michael, 16 incarcerated people this year have died in city custody or shortly after being released.
Matt, I'm curious, what was the prosecutor's reactions to seeing these images for the first time?
Well, Mualim Ak said it was really effective. Prosecutors don't normally go to Rikers, so seeing these images, about three dozen slides in all, he said left them slack-jawed. They looked at a picture of a crowded intake pen with men sleeping on the ground and asked why so many people were jammed in one cage. And this could have an effect, actually, beyond the presentation itself. I've already heard from attorneys who saw my article about this in Gothamist yesterday, and they want to use the images in legal filings to try to get people there released. And with a growing call for a federal takeover of the city jail system, the presentation theoretically could also be used in legal filings to try to convince a judge to install a federal receiver to take over the system.
But in the short term, Matt, this presentation was intended to influence prosecutors. The thing is, bail reform already has limited which crimes can get you sent to Rikers. So can this really influence prosecutors who in turn would influence whether someone has to go to Rikers pretrial?
I spoke to Alyssa Mark-Hidari about this. She was a prosecutor at the Manhattan District Attorney's Office from 2013 to 2020. Now she's deputy director for the Institute for Innovation and Prosecution at John Jay College of Criminal Justice. And she said prosecutors are the most important people in a courtroom. So she said it's appropriate for them to consider the implications of what happens to someone if they ask a judge to hold someone in jail on bail or if they charge that person harshly for a minor offense.
They are supposed to be, ministers of justice. So they're not just supposed to think about victims in cases, but they're supposed to think about the accused person or the defendant in a case as well. And so prosecutors should always be thinking about, is asking for bail, is jail really the right thing here? Is, does this warrant that, especially given what we know as to what is happening in a place like Rikers and frankly happening in jails all across the country?
This presentation to prosecutors, Matt, came from the Board of Correction, which is the oversight body for the Department of Correction, which actually operates the jails. What did the Department of Correction have to say about all this?
So they weren't aware that the board did this presentation. So we forwarded to them, and the commissioner of the Department of Correction, Luis Molina, said that these disturbing images represent points in time, not continuous conditions at Rikers Island. And he said he's working on an action plan to permanently improve conditions there. Yesterday, Molina was actually at a city council meeting on a bill to ban solitary confinement. And he was asked about some of the pictures from the presentation that we had posted online yesterday. We reported fire-singed security doors and flooded corridors filled with trash. This is in the area where they hold people in segregated confinement. There were also several pictures in the presentation just showing the physical decay of Rikers, holes in the floor, moldy ceilings. And basically yesterday, Molina blamed his predecessor for these sorts of conditions. Remember, he was just appointed this year by Mayor Eric Adams. Mm-hmm. But, you know, already he's very much on the hot seat, especially as there's a possible federal takeover of Rikers looming.
What about Bragg? Any idea of what else Manhattan District Attorney Bragg might have in store for its prosecutors next when it comes to Rikers?
Yeah, his spokesperson told me actually that prosecutors from Bragg's office will actually be visiting Rikers this week. And that's a pretty unusual thing. And it tells you where the district attorney stands when it comes to criminal justice and criminal justice reform right now.
Extraordinary reporting. Matt Katz. To see some of the images and read more about this, go to gothamist.com. Matt, thank you.
Thanks so much, Michael.